The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. I am your host, Joe DeYoung. Today is Monday, February 8th, 2021. And I have another guest on my show today. I have Anne from the Area Agency on Aging. She is my co-host's son. Yeah, she's my co-host. My co-host Will's mom. So she works at Area Agency on Aging. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Ann from Area Agency on Aging. Good afternoon, Ann. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Joe. How are you today?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
But it's cold out, though. I mean, can't complain, you know?
Well, you could complain. There's a lot of snow. I'm a little tired of shoveling, but it's pretty. We'll give it that, right?
I guess we can give it that.
Okay.
Well... All right, cool. So what is Area Agency on Aging, and what is your connection with Area Agency on Aging?
Sure. So I'm Ann Ellermitz, and I'm the Director of Contract Services and Program Development. Our agency's been around for a long time, since 1974, so that's about 45 years. And our main mission is to help older adults and persons with disability to be able to stay in their homes, in their environment that they want to stay in, and basically help them get the services that they need to do that. And we work with 9 different counties. So our biggest county is here, Kent County, Grand Rapids. And then we serve 8 other counties, ranging from Allegan County all the way up to Mason County, where Ludington is, over to Big Rapids, Greenville, just 9 different counties all together.
And also Ottawa County too, correct?
Not Ottawa County.
No.
Ottawa,
oops.
I know, it's we go right around them, but Ottawa County, Muskegon County, and Oceana County, they're a different Area Agency on Aging. They're Region 14 Senior Resources.
That's cool.
One.
I mean, you got it, you know what? It sounds like you guys have a very good resource too.
Definitely.
For Area Agency on Aging too.
Yeah, and we consider an older adult to be 60 years of age and older. So that's sort of the parameter we work with. But in some of our programs, when we're working with persons with disabilities, then they can be just over 18. I think over 18 for a Medicaid waiver program. So. But mostly we're working with people who are anywhere from 60 years of age to 100 plus.
So 60 to 100 plus years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big age frame there.
That is a big age frame.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does the Area Agency on Aging connect with all abilities in the community?
So we have a lot of different funding sources, from the Medicaid waiver through Kent County Senior Millage, Older Americans Act. And one of the things that we do is we contract with other agencies, and they're the ones who are directly providing the services. So for example, here in Kent County, we have the Senior Millage. We have about, 50 different services. And what's interesting about it is that people will ask, what are the most important services to keep an older adult in their home? And we know that some of the main services that are considered our priority service are home-delivered meals. So for older adults who can't get out, they can get a meal in their home. Transportation, older adults who aren't driving anymore, they can get rides. In-home services, the homemaker, help with the house, personal care, bathing, and like outreach and assistance to help people access those services. So those are some of the priority services. But in reality, Joe, sometimes an older adult just might need something like having their snow shoveled or their, you know, their grass mowed.
Or the leaves blowed too. The leaves blowed too. Like lawn,
absolutely.
Lawn, yeah, because like lawn care service too. But,
and so sometimes it's those smaller services that are just as important if that's what an older adult needs to stay in their own home. So, you know, everyone is aging differently and everyone has different needs. And so we try to come alongside them with all of our partner agencies to figure out what services that person needs to stay in their home.
Right. And plus also with older people, with older folks that have lost their vision and they can't see anymore like they used to, and also like that too.
Exactly. So thank you for bringing that up. So for example, we work with Cherry Health, and through the Millage, we have a vision program where people can get an eye exam and they can get glasses. We work with Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, so they can help people, you know, with some counseling and with some adaptive equipment that can help them with their visual impairments. We work with disability advocates, and they can go out and do home assessments to figure out modifications, whether it be in the bathroom. You know, so many falls happen in the bathroom. So is it a matter of having your toilet seat raised or putting grab bars up in the shower? Or things in the kitchen or bedroom, and they can also do some adaptive equipment. We also fund disability advocates for hearing services, so they can help people access hearing aids or some other adaptive equipment specifically related to someone with a hearing loss. So through the Millage, there's a lot of those different kinds of services. Another service is just another piece of technology is personal emergency response system. So it's something that someone will wear around their neck. And, you know, if they have a fall, you know, it goes to a system and people are notified. So it's just an extra measure to keep someone safe in their home.
So it's also like Life Alert, too.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's just a different name for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we also work with, in addition to the older adults, we do a lot of work with family caregivers. So, you know, family caregivers, we know that they're doing the bulk of care for their older adult family members or their spouses. So we come alongside and offer some services to them, such as support groups, educational offerings, respite so that they can, you know, get some break during the day. If we have caregivers who are working, we fund some adult day programs so they can still work and have their person they're caring for, maybe living in their home, can be at the adult daycare in the daytime while they're working. So it's really a family thing as well with the services that we're providing, because it's definitely helping the family members out.
It, you know what, you guys do a very good job helping family members out, that and people in need that are at an older age.
Thank you. We're really proud of our partners that we work with. They do a great job and they, you know, collaborate with each other. You know, we also have some programs for older adults who don't need any services. You know, the more in-home type services, but we have a wellness room and we offer healthy aging programming. So older adults, because of COVID, unfortunately, they can't meet in person, but they can get online just as we are doing Zoom, and they can do some classes together. We have Matter of Balance, Tai Chi, Enhanced Fitness, a whole variety. So we also are reaching out to older adults who aren't in any need of services now, but we're trying to keep them healthy. We offer classes. It's called Family Caregiver University. So we offer monthly classes for family caregivers, so they can learn a little bit more about, you know, some helpful hints with their caregiving. We also have staff who work with our Kent County Elder Abuse Prevention Coalition. So there's so many scams out there. that are directly at older adults. And so this is an educational piece to help older adults know more about what to look for with scams and not get, you know, roped into it. So those are a couple of other examples.
Cool. So what kind of programs does the Area Agency on Aging offer?
So we've been talking about a lot of the services are out, are contracted out to our agencies that we partner with. But for ourselves, we do have our own services too. So we have a very large Medicaid waiver program, and these are for people who meet financial requirements where they would be eligible for Medicaid, and then the care where they really could use nursing home care, but allows them to stay at home, which is where people for the most part would prefer to be, and it allows them to get services in their home. So we provide that service through our 9-county region. We also have our own care managers, which are nurses and social workers, and they work with helping older adults and their family members get services to stay in the home. And we have an ombudsman program, and we have two nursing home ombudsmen, and they're directed to work with concerns that people have in all the long-term care facilities. So they're out visiting facilities in all 9 of our counties. With COVID right now, you know, they're not able to be in the homes, but they're working with a lot of family members over the home, over the phone. We do nutrition counseling in-house. We have a staff person who does tech classes for older adults. We work with hoarding issues for older adults. So we have a mix of services that we contract out and then services that we're directly doing in-house. That's a lot, isn't it, Joe?
That, you know, you know what, Ann, that's a lot, because I went on the website and I was looking at all the programs, and yes, you did mention that you have programs such as Tai Chi, and there's also in-home care service, and there's also adult daycare too, which you already mentioned too.
Yeah, a lot of different services. We do advocacy too, so we have we staff an Advocates for Senior Issues. It's a large group of older adults and agencies who work together on certain advocacy issues to better improve older adults, you know, whether they're advocating for more funding for programs or different kinds of programs. So they meet monthly as well. So there really is quite a variety of programs.
Sounds, you know what, it sounds like you guys have a lot of programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's area agencies on aging around the whole state, and actually across the whole United States. So, you know, they're all run individually, but we have some common themes of services that we provide. Another thing we work with is dementia issues. So we are the state entities for Dementia Friends Program. That's a really great program. We offer these classes, well, we're doing them virtually right now. It's about a 1-hour class. And in the class, anyone can take the class. You'll learn a little bit more about dementia and how to communicate with someone with dementia a little bit easier. And then also how ways you can be kind and helpful and help out the family members and the persons with dementia kind of navigate throughout their community. So for an example of that is, you know, when you're talking with someone with dementia, it can take them like up to maybe a minute to understand what you're saying. So you just have to give time for someone to respond. And what you shouldn't do is to keep asking the question and asking the same question differently, because they're still trying to process the first question. So, you know, that's just an example of just, you know, slow down when you're talking with someone with dementia and be patient. And people who have dementia, there's still a lot of life they have to live. They might have to do things a little bit differently. But just to encourage people to still, you know, be with your family members, and they can still engage in many of the same activities they did. It might look a little bit different. But these classes are really helpful, and we've been doing them all over the community.
Right, and you guys do a really nice job for the community and connecting, and you guys do a really good job for helping people with dementia and different disabilities.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just checking my recorder. So how's Area Agency on Aging doing right now against the coronavirus?
Sure. Well, it's been a challenging year. And two, you know, the population that we serve are at the most risk of getting COVID. And, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, there was a report out that said about 25% of the COVID cases in Michigan were older adults. But out of the deaths in Michigan, more than 90% of the deaths were from older adults. So when they're getting it, they're definitely much more impacted by it. So as a result, you know, many of the services had to stop for a little while for services where older adults were gathered, and that is still the case. So back from last March, when you couldn't have older people congregated together, all the meal site programs had to shut down. So older adults could still get meals either delivered to them or they could pick them up, but they couldn't meet in person and be with, you know, their friends and have lunch together. So now, even though as of the other like day last week, the restaurants could open up again, the meal sites are still shut down. The adult day programs were shut for quite a while, and that's where someone could go in the daytime and get some care. And they have slowly been reopening, but you know, a lot of that PPE, the personal protection equipment type, you know, extra masks and gloves and all that kind of stuff are required for, you know, the staff going there, and the clients have to wear masks. So it's really been just very much working together closely with our partners, making sure that they have what they need when they're going out into the homes. And the partners have been doing a really good job of moving things virtually when they can. So we fund senior centers, places where the older adults can go and have education and meals and classes. So they've been trying to do more things online, like bingo online, or the classes, the exercise classes online, different things to kind of engage them. So, you know, it has been a challenge, but I can say that our partners have done a great job of helping the older adults still continue to get services. Another example is transportation. You know, people can get transportation, and the partners have done a good job of making sure that the vehicles are very clean and that the staff are wearing, you know, the PPE that they need to, and fewer people on the vehicles. So that is something they're doing.
And also using hand sanitizer too, and wiping down, disinfecting the seats and everything.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I was going to tell you about another service. It'll come back to me. It'll come back to me in a minute. Oh, so for Kent County Senior Millage, we actually created a new service called COVID-19 Senior Support. And this was available last year, last April, actually. And that allowed a service where older adults who really were, you know, isolating and not going out very much, and their family weren't able to see them. It's a service where we can have someone connect with them for a daily call, a reassurance call, a checking in on them. How are you doing? We can get groceries to someone's house. We can get medications to someone's house. So in the past, someone may have used transportation to go grocery shopping. And if that's something that they're not comfortable with doing and feeling like they want to stay in their home during this time still, then we are using those transportation vehicles to get to them what they need. whether it's food or prescriptions or other type of personal products. So,
or a drink or drinks or something, or in some water.
Water, yes. Drinks, no. But water for sure. And food,
but,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Just a little example, but mm-hmm. When you mentioned about that article, or there was like when you mentioned that report that went out, it's scary.
Yes. Right. I mean, definitely older adults are, you know, the most vulnerable to this COVID, and that's the population we work with. So, you know, I think a lot of services have been, you know, slow to have older adults gather together. And, you know, we're hoping as more older adults get vaccinated and then other people can get vaccinated that, you know, we'll be able to resume some of these services that we haven't been able to yet.
All righty. Cool. How can people get a hold of Area Agency on Aging if they would like to volunteer or apply for in-home care service?
Sure. So in terms of volunteering, we don't have a lot of our
own volunteers.
We, you know, for the Healthy Aging Program, some volunteers are trained to be instructors, and they have to go through quite a bit of training. We have a program called Medicaid Assistance Program, where volunteers go through very lengthy training to be able to help folks out with Medicare, Medicaid insurance type questions. I would say if people are wanting to volunteer for some older adult programming, they could maybe check with 211, which is through United Way, and they would know of volunteer opportunities through some of our partner agencies. If someone is wanting service information, they can call our office. All through COVID, we've continued to answer our phones as people are calling. So we don't have this automated system. If you call us, you're going to get to us directly. And our main phone number is 456-5664. I'll say it again. It's 456-5664. And you can talk to someone in our information and assistance department, and they can talk to you about services that we are offering, and, you know, the eligibility that goes with that. And if you're calling about just other services in the community, they can point you in that direction as well. We like to say that we're the source for seniors. And so if we're not directly providing that service, then we're going to make sure you get to another agency that is providing it. For people who are on social media, a couple things. One is we have a great Facebook page. And I know a lot of people now are starting to go to Facebook first to find out about an agency, even more than a website, because Facebook page is really so much more with just current information. So our PR person is probably updating that Facebook page almost every day. So you can get a lot of really good information related to older adults, whether it's something we're doing, something else that another agency is doing, but you can get a lot of information about services, what's the most current things for older adults. We also have a newsletter, and you can sign up for it on our website page, and you can get a monthly newsletter that gives you all the updates as well.
Oh, yeah. And also you can get the emails, those newsletters into your, you can get them into your email box for your computer or your iPad or your phone.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep. And our website address, it's pretty simple. It's AAAWM.org. So I'll say that again. It's AAAWM.org. So that's a place where you can get some good information too. So there's a lot of different ways to reach us. We also have a Kent County Senior Services directory that we make available, and you can get it on our website, or, you know, we can send it to you if you call us. but it lists all the different services that we fund here in Kent County. And it'll have a little description of the service, and then it'll tell you which agencies are providing that service. And it'll give you the contact information for a phone number. There's a website address, and if they have a Facebook page, we list that too. So that's a really good resource information too.
Well, thank you very much for being on my show today, Anne. And it was a pleasure to have you here on my show. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say or add to the conversation regarding the Area Agency on Aging?
Sure, I can always put in the last word. And Jill, thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show today. I really appreciate it. We are always so grateful for the opportunity to talk about services and resources that we have available for older adults in our community. And just, you know, during this time, especially with COVID, and if people aren't quite sure of what to do, highly recommend people call us. We love to talk with family caregivers too and help them sort out some of the service needs that they might have as they are helping their older adult to stay as independent as possible in the community. So again, our phone number is 456-5664. That's 456-5664. You can follow us on Facebook. So you just type in our name, Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. You'll get to our Facebook page. Or you can look at our website, which is aaawm.org. So again, that's aaawm.org.
All righty. Well, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks, Joe. You have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, you too. And
All right.
Stay safe. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And if you like this episode, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below. You can also don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can find my show on the Whole Picture Podcast. And you can find my show on Anchor.fm and Stitcher and Spotify. And plus, my show is on WKTV Comcast 25 and WKTV AT&T 99. So my show is on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. at night. So please tune in and don't miss the episodes. You can listen to them that way, and you can listen to my podcast on the go. I will see you next week, Monday. So please take care of yourselves and wash your hands and stay safe, everyone. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.